Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Det här är Teach Me Sweden. Det här är en historiehumor-podcast i den ordningen. Det är två stycken komiker som inte kan svensk historia, som försöker lära varandra svensk historia. Jag heter Erik Broström.
And I'm Jonathan Rollins, and in this episode I'll be teaching Eric all about fackföreningen. No!
No, but a you can, yeah, but you union. Could think. Yeah, yeah.
It's a special a different union. Type of union, man, and not marriage.
No, no, not marriage, not working union. It's a king's.
Yes, the King's Union. Imagine three kings coming together in a different way than the Ice Cube movie.
I was thinking that. This is about Mark Wahlberg and Ice Cube and the third guy. Who's the third guy?
I don't even remember. George Clooney?
Sure.
George Clooney. Morgan Freeman. There were three kings.
And here we go. Like walking on hot coals. I got so scared.
Would you do that, walk on hot coals?
Jag har aldrig gjort det, nej.
Would you?
If I would, I think I would.
Okay.
Jag tror inte att det gör ont.
Yeah, it must not. So many people do it.
If you do it right, I think you have to do it a certain way.
Hmm.
I'm killgissing my ass off. But I'm guessing.
Okay. I guess you're right. I guess you're 100%.
I guess you're guessing.
I'll be mad as hell on the coast. This line, motherfucker! I hate you, Eric! This is Teach Me Sweden, as we've said in the intro, and I'm teaching today.
Just det, det är din story. Jag ska bara sitta och lyssna och lära mig.
The only thing you know is that this is from, this is about a group.
Yes.
That's it.
Because we do
over centuries.
We never tell each other vad det är för story, men vi har ändå typ så här minus in this year, så att vi inte tar samma för det har hänt.
One time we had a kalabalik.
Yeah, kalabalik in Bender. We picked the same story, so we managed now to just get it from century down to any similarities. We're just trying to
avoid.
Yeah.
All right. Go. Let's do it.
Yeah. I'm ready.
The late. No, I'm just kidding. What if I read the In a World? The whole thing as a.
That would, as your, a preview, your throat would be so. Yeah.
In a world where nobody. In a world
where Sweden is.
There was a group. The Vikings are gone.
The monarchy is here. Sweden, 1300s.
Have you ever.
For 30 minutes.
Have you ever seen Pablo Francisco do anything else than
the guy with the big mustache? Does
yeah, does he have big mustache?
Oh, no. The comedian.
The comedian.
Okay, no, I thought you meant like the actual guy.
No, he's in a Seinfeld commercial.
Okay.
Seinfeld did a documentary about his life.
Okay.
And that guy did a promo, so you see him as like in a world, and they're like, no, not in a world. It's about a comedian. And he's like one man. No, he makes fun of himself.
Okay.
Side note.
All right.
Okay. Cool.
Well, in a word.
We're never getting through this.
The late 1300s. They were a time of great turmoil in Europe, not just in Sweden, but in Europe. In Sweden, however, which this podcast is about, there were famines in the 1330s.
Yep.
And the late 40s and 50s, and in the 1370s.
Well, pretty much the whole 1300s.
Almost the whole, a whole century. There were 25 wars or significant battles.
Okay, throughout. So what's a war?
A war is like two countries fighting, and battles are interior battles they have. Big battles throughout and involving Sweden.
There's not 25 countries surrounding Sweden.
During that time, I could read them out.
Don't have to.
I counted it myself, too.
Yeah, I believe you.
I counted all the conflicts and the wars that were involved either within Sweden or that were Sweden was involved with. And there were 25.
Så de var inte så bra på att kommunicera, med andra ord.
They communicated through violence.
Oh, sure.
In
did.
A world.
In a world.
Where people communicate through violence.
There was also Dika Durden. You can.
Oh, right.
You all can check episode 87 for our uplifting discussion of that plague.
Mm-hmm.
These are all grand issues that affected more than just Sweden. Our Scandinavian neighbors were affected as well.
Mm-hmm.
But those relationships, as you may know, were pretty shaky all the time, especially in the 1300s.
Mm-hmm.
But something had to be done for Scandinavian societies to progress. And this all culminated in the formation of the Kalmar Union.
Oh, this one's tying into Gustav Vasa.
Oh, yes.
In, cool, man.
1397.
Mm-hmm.
It's said that the union was a response to the inter-Scandinavian conflicts and power struggles that characterized the era. Like I said, there was a lot of fighting in that decade. And one of the major battles that I thought was funny was something called the Fraternal Wars.
Fraternal? What's that translated to?
Fraternal is like it's like brotherly.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Fraternal Wars, where King Birger Magnusson was pitted against his brothers Erik and Valdemar.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like some conflicts going on in Sweden.
There was a lot of that.
And they were dukes. That situation got so bad that Denmark and Norway both got involved.
In Swedish politics? Or, like, because all those were Swedes, right?
Yeah, it was and they were like, oh, this is so bad. We need to, it's fucked up, yeah. These conflicts and the ambition of Duke Erik Magnusson to form his own central Scandinavian kingdom, which included, he was like, I want a kingdom and I want parts of Norway and Western Sweden. And that set the stage for an eventual union because they're like, wait a minute, this is our land.
Yeah.
it was a complicated political landscape at the time. What didn't make things easier was Denmark had internal strife at the time.
Uh-huh.
Where King Erik the VI couldn't afford to pay his mercenaries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everyone hired help from other countries, right.
And this led to parts of Denmark being mortgaged and eventually taken over by German debtors.
Holy moly.
So without land, you can't really have a kingdom. So now there was a power vacuum in that region. So this was looking bad for all Scandinavia.
So Denmark was like, Sweden.
Hey.
Union time.
So then the Kalmar Union was a potential solution.
Mm-hmm.
To these ongoing conflicts and instability. It was established at Kalmar Castle in Sweden.
Yeah.
In Kalmar.
Yeah. I'm going to say yeah, because I know some of this. But
oh!
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
because it ties into Gustav Vasa, but I, A, forgotten it, and B, I wasn't looking into that union in specific, okay. So I want to know. I'm eager.
All right. At the Kalmar Castle, they were like, all right, we want to unite the kingdoms
mm-hmm.
of Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. Fuck Finland. Under
wasn't like Finland all Sweden?
They were kind of part of Sweden.
I think it was, yeah.
And they wanted them all under a single monarch.
Right.
While allowing each nation to retain its own laws and governance.
And their own kings or just...
The union aimed to create. I'll get there. The
okay,
union
yeah.
aimed to create a strong front against external threats and to stabilize the region. Internally.
From Germany, so we're doing this for Denmark because they're right down there.
And Russia's not. You know what I mean?
Oh,
always
yeah, that's
a
true.
Possible threat.
Yeah.
Especially if there's no Finland at the time. Then we're bordering Russia.
Yeah.
The Kalmar Union had a significant impact on the political dynamics of Scandinavia. And it's a pivotal movement in Swedish history. But this was like the only time that there was like a unity among the Nordic countries.
Yeah.
So they had what's called a union of crowns.
Yeah, okay.
So the primary institution that bound the three kingdoms together was the monarchy.
Mm.
So the king or queen of Denmark was also the king or queen of Norway and also the king or queen of Sweden. However, each kingdom had its own laws, councils, and governing bodies, and the monarchs often had to navigate this the political landscapes of each kingdom. So it's like three kingdoms under one.
It's so much similarities to the how we lost Norway episode, because that was the thing, like, I own it, but you have your own laws, you have your own government. That was much later. But it's the same thing, like, so what are you king over?
But like, the difference is, if I'm traveling and I'm the queen of Sweden and I go to Denmark and I'm just like, I don't like this man, put him in jail, they gotta listen.
Right.
Because I'm in charge, you know what I mean? Oh, it's like, you don't disrespect that queen, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So now you're powerful in other places, but you don't know the local shit. So sounds like it's great.
That Danish guy was drinking during work hours. No, it's okay. No.
Not in my
watch. Not in Sweden. Kill him.
So yeah, so that could have some issues.
Yeah.
Each kingdom had its own council or like parliament type of situation.
Yeah.
So they governed like that. In Sweden, we had the Riksdag already back then, which represented the nobility, the clergy, and the burghers.
Yeah. Burghers?
That's like the people that... what's the burger? It's like the middle class kind of, right?
Isn't that Borgarna. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
In Denmark and Norway, they had their own type of thing, but it wasn't as established as Sweden because we're better than them.
Yes.
but they had power and influence as well, though. So they had, in each country, they had different taxation, legislation.
Oh, my God.
And foreign policy. Kalmar Union, baby.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Despite being part of the Kalmar Union, each kingdom maintained a significant degree of autonomy. So they had local laws, customs, and traditions that governed daily life in each separate country. They didn't have a centralization of power. It was kind of loose and under each monarch. Because which one is going to be like, you know what? Let's just go with what King such and such says.
Yeah. And why not just write a treaty or something that says that you all go to war together? That would be easy, because that's what it's for.
Yes.
It's like, if there would be something like that for the US and Europe and Sweden and Finland recently, that would be great. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to bring NATO into this. Proceed, sir.
Oh, you described NATO.
I did.
of course, there were challenges and conflicts, of course. They had numerous of these. There were tensions between the monarch and the nobility, of course, because you're like, I don't care about you, von blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't mean shit in my country.
Right.
And between the kingdoms, too, they're just like, fuck you. Because they just can't get over that shit. That's what happens when you...
Yeah, and maintain some... That's weird. The three kings get together? What are they going to talk about?
They roasting each other? A king roast battle? Your mother's so fat.
The Danish king is doing the Trump move. Moves ahead of the other.
Exactly.
King.
Yeah. You know, kings are all like, oof, I can't imagine it. So the union obviously struggled to maintain cohesion, and they had competing interests and stuff. So it was rocky.
Yeah.
But it was still lasting through the even through the 1400s.
I guess it did something for the famine. I hope.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in those situations, I didn't look at that specifically, but I'm guessing in those situations you have the capability of leaning on another country.
You have to. Like,
you could be like, oh shit, let's hit up Denmark to try to get some sausages and beer. Sweden played a significant role, though, in the Kalmar Union. They had several impactful moments that that shaped the course of the Union.
Okay.
Because they're credited with being the ones who had the idea, the initial idea of forming Kalmar Union.
Yeah.
Their king reached out. It was formed here.
Yeah, it was formed in Sweden, yeah.
The trade networks, Sweden's involvement in extensive trade networks during the Viking Age had laid the groundwork for economic strength.
Ah.
So the other two countries got to lean on Sweden with that.
Hmm.
And so they got influence because of Sweden across all of Europe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they could be like, hey, Germany, seriously, give Denmark their toys back.
Cut them some slack.
But this also led to a rise in European power.
Right, because they get more powerful.
Mm-hmm. They were a significant European power. They were able to combat the a threat posed by... There was a league called the Hanseatic League and other external forces. I didn't look up the Hanseatic League. I wish I would have.
How is it spelled?
Hanseatic. Hanseatic.
Ugh. I don't know. Never heard of.
You never heard of the Hanseatic League?
No, sounds like fake history.
I'm gonna do a quick search of Hanseatic League.
Do it. I do want to know because they were our enemies, or we attacked them.
Yeah, it's probably another like NATO type of thing.
Yeah, they're probably NATO.
This organization founded by North German towns and German merchant communities abroad to protect trading interests.
But the whole German region is a mess because it's been transformed so many times. It's been Germany as we know it since after the wall went down. So what is Germany? It's a philosophical question.
Thank you, Eric.
Yes. I'm here to philosophize. Philosophize?
But in the 1300s, or in the 13 and 1400s, they were able to keep them at bay.
Mm-hmm.
This because they were also... I read that it was a strong group too, like a military group as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was interested in the conflicts that might have been internal. I thought that might be cool.
Yeah.
So I looked up some of these. It was there was an Engelbrecht rebellion.
Yeah.
In 1434 to 1436. It's kind of, it went almost 40 years without a, you know what I mean, without a major thing. And then this rebellion comes up.
Yeah, yeah.
This was in Sweden.
Yeah.
The Engelbrecht rebellion was sparked by dissatisfaction with Danish rule and high taxes.
So de var långt ner i södra Sverige, eller?
Yeah, it must have been.
Yeah.
And there was a nobleman named Engelbrecht Engelbrektsson.
Oh my god. Ingen fantasi.
My father's a very creative man.
Yeah.
His middle name is Engelbrecht E. Engelbrektsson. No, I'm just kidding. And he wanted to have greater autonomy for Sweden within the Kalmar Union, like give us our own rule. Mm-hmm. He felt like they were being too forceful in Danish rule.
Uh-huh.
At first, the rebellion actually went well, but it only lasted for 2 years and it got suppressed. The Danish monarchy was like, all right, enough is enough. And they held it down.
Playtime's over.
Yes, exactly. Then there's something called the Count's Feud.
Mm-hmm.
It was a civil war. This was in Denmark and Norway, so we were kind of, hey, handle your business.
Uh-huh.
There was a Protestant Reformation.
Of course.
and there were power struggles within the Danish nobility, so that created an issue. This is in 1534 to 1536.
Yeah, that was the same as, there was a lot of Protestant working itself into Gustav Vasa also. Makes sense.
And they were vying for control, of course, of the Danish throne. And there was a lot of bloodshed in this feud in the 1530s, 1536. Huh. And then there was a Dano-Swedish war. That was a big one in late 1400s, in 1470. But this is 1 year war between Denmark and Sweden. And it was sparked by territorial disputes and tensions over various regions like Skåne.
Yeah. Oh, tänk om vi bara kunna gett dem Skåne.
Well, it resulted in Danish victory at war.
And yeah.
There was a treaty of Staket, which reaffirmed Danish control over Scania.
Ja, yeah. Just det. De ägde ju väldigt stora delar av Sverige ett tag där.
Ja, yeah, Skåne. Ja. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it all ended when we Sweden, thanks to Gustav Vasa's rebellion, 1521 to 1523. So it was a 2-year thing.
Yeah.
And that's when Sweden got independence from the Kalmar nation. Back then, Gustav Vasa and the Swedish nobility, they rebelled against Danish rule and successfully established independent kingdom in 1523, to never look back.
Right.
Gustav Vasa, as you know, was elected as king of Sweden in 1523, and he's the one who ended Kalmar Union. Norway, of course, remained under Danish control, and but without Sweden, Kalmar nation was pretty weak.
Oh. So it was a union, but... Then when
I think
Sweden,
of it as a state,
Sweden,
the U.S.
Yeah, and then when Sweden pulled out, was it still considered to be a union between mm-hmm. those countries? Okay, mm-hmm. yeah. So Denmark and Norway is like, we're still a union.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's like a succession, like Texas is talking about doing a California in the U.S.
Right.
And it's insane that it hasn't happened in the U.S. before, that 50 states. Like, it's a marvel that it hasn't happened since 1700s.
Yeah, yeah.
But Sweden was now an independent kingdom, and I felt like I didn't need to look into more of the union stuff.
No.
Since they were, we weren't in it anymore, so like, fuck the rest of it.
No, yeah.
Through the union of crowns, councils, and local autonomy, Scandinavian kingdoms sought to navigate their shared challenges and aspirations, albeit with varying degrees of success through these years. There was internal tensions, conflicts. And that's what ultimately led to its downfall. And the legacy of the Kalmar Union continues to shape the cultural and historic narratives of Sweden, Denmark, and Norway to this day.
Mm-hmm.
That is the story of
the
Kalmar Union that I got interested in. I don't know.
That's very nice. I didn't look into the whole story before that much, before Gustav Vasa. And it was a while ago I did it. So it was very interesting to hear.
Yeah, man. I was thinking about how, because I've even thought about if America joined forces with like Canada and Mexico,
yeah,
and like the North America made some type of union.
Yeah, that would be a superpower.
Yeah, I thought about that, and the fact that Sweden did it with Norway and Denmark is like,
yeah. But it's the necessity of it because it's such so small,
and taking care of so many people is tough.
Yeah, how are you going to union like half the world? You bring in the union. That's what you do.
So that's tough, man. But that's it, man.
Thank you very much.
It was a short one, but a good one of Kalmar Union. And I got some more in that area coming up soon. So
awesome. Short one counts. I love it.
Thanks so much for checking us out. You can send us suggestions if you want at teachmesweden@gmail.com. Or you can join us on Patreon. Patreon subscribers get a little extra content
mm-hmm.
for as little as 10 crowns a month. Can join the team and support your boys.
Yep.
Patreon.com/teachmesweden.
Money.
It's been Jonathan Rollins.
Och Erik Brostrom.
Teaching you Sweden.
Peace, fred, allt sånt. Hej då.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.